Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
You know your business better than anyone. So when you need finance to grow, you deserve a lender who understands too. Responsible finance providers look at the whole picture, the story behind the numbers, your plan and what you want to achieve. Our fair, flexible finance, decided by real people, not a computer, helps thousands of businesses every year. Find out more at findingfinance.org.uk. Finding Finance is a trading style of the Community Development Finance Association, which is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. A regulated credit broker and not a lender. We provide information only in respect of community development finance institutions and other finance providers, which may be available to you from our approved panel of lenders. Finding Finance. .org.uk.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Welcome to the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall. One hour of the best and the rarest in blues and rhythm and blues. For your listening pleasure. Well, glad you could make it again. Your regular table is ready for you, and I'll get someone to show you to your place. I'd be grateful if you'd remember to tip the staff this time. It saves them having to mug you on the way out. Okay, the floor show today starts with a young lady by the name of Alma Mundy.
Right.
recorded in New Orleans in 1949 for the Mercury label, that was Alma Mundi, accompanied by George Miller's Midriffs, which featured Lee Alum on tenor and Dave Bartholomew on trumpet. Alma Mundi was known as the Lollipop Mama. I was in the club office during her performance, so I didn't quite see how the lollipop featured in her act, but I'm sure you did. This afternoon we'll be shuttling between New Orleans and Chicago, and now we're going up to Chicago to meet Eddie Taylor. This is Eddie Taylor from Benoit, Mississippi, and it's Big Town Playboy.
Told me this morning, find myself a job. He said Chicago's okay, buddy. Time too doggone hard. I told my you go ahead, Eddie. That's one thing I don't enjoy. Nothing but a big town playboy. Running streets all day, come home late at night. Everything I said down you know it ain't right. But you go ahead, Eddie. That's one thing I don't enjoy. Treat me right. All you wanna do, darling, is fuss and fight. But you go ahead, Annie. That's one thing I don't enjoy. She said the thing is okay, Annie. You're nothing but a big town playboy.
Powerhouse behind Jimmy Reed's sound, that was Eddie Taylor and his only real hit, Big Town Playboy on VJ 185. Very nice man, Eddie. I don't know why he didn't become a star. He played in the UK quite a lot, and I had the pleasure of making an album with him and touring with him. He had his wife, I remember, was a nurse, and they had 7 kids that Eddie was trying to bring up on the fairly meager amount of money he earned from music. Maybe he should have. He used to have a processed hairstyle, you know, with straightened out curls, and maybe he should have let it grow curly. Maybe he'd become a star that way. Okay, let's go down to Jackson, Mississippi now. This is a track by Frankie Lee Sims, and it's on VIN 1006. And it's She Likes to Boogie Real Slow.
I went to a party, but all we did. deny the true again. For digging boogie real low in. But I love my baby, but I love her for myself. Bye bye, baby. I need for no one else but digging. He likes a boogie.
Frankie Lee Sims there on Vin, which was a subsidiary label owned by Johnny Vincent, a subsidiary of Ace, of course. That actually was a cover of a Louis Jordan song. Frankie Lee Sims from East Texas, again, somebody who really should have been a lot better known than he was. Okay, now we're going to go to a real hardcore rockabilly number. This actually was an answer record. There was a rockabilly track called Hot Rod Race by Archie Shibley. And this was an answer record by Charlie Ryan. It's called Hot Rod Lincoln. The version I've got is on 4-star, 4-star 1733 from 1959. But that's actually a remake. It was originally issued in 1955. If you're interested, the Grapevine Hill that Charlie refers to is in Southern California, south of Bakersfield. Charlie actually did own a hot rod, and he raced it himself, so he's this probably is a true story.
Well, you've heard the story of the hot rod race that fatal day when the Ford and the Mercury went out to play. Well, this is the inside story, and I'm here to say I was a kid that was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor, and it's really souped up, but that Model A body makes it look like a pub. It's got 12 cylinders, uses them all with an overdrive that just won't stall. It's got a four-barrel carb and dual exhaust, 411 gears, can really get lost. It's got safety tubes, and I'm not scared. The brakes are good, and the tires are fair. We left San Pedro late one night, the moon and the stars were shining bright, everything went fine up the Grapevine Hill, we was passing cars like they were standing still. And all of a sudden, like a flick of an eye, a Cadillac sedan had passed us by. A remark was made, there's a car for me, but by then the taillights are all you could see. Well, the fellas ripped me for being behind, so I started to make that Lincoln unwind. I took my foot off the gas, man alive, I shoved it down into overdrive. Well, I wound it up to 110, twist the speedometer cable off the end. I had my foot feet clear to the floor, said that's all there is, and there ain't no more. Went around a corner and I passed a truck, I whispered a prayer, just for luck. The fenders were clicking, the guardrail post, the guys beside me were white as gold. I guess they thought I'd lost my sense, the telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots, the lines in the road just look like dots. Smoke was rolling out in the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. I knew I could catch him and hoped I could pass, but when I did, I'd be short on gas. We went around a corner with the tires on the side, you could feel the tension. Man, what a ride. I said, hold on, I got a license to fly, and a Cadillac pulled over, let me go by. And all of a sudden, the rod started knocking, went down on a dip and started rocking. I look at my mirror and the red light was blinking. Cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. Well, they arrested me and put me in jail. I called my pop to go my bail. He said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking. You don't quit driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Charlie Ryan there and Hot Rod Lincoln. That was something of a hit, and now we're going to the rare record of the week, and this was exactly the opposite. This was by Georgia Bill. It's OK 8924 from 1931, right in the middle of the Great Depression. And it's a Piedmont-style guitar and song, and when you've heard it, we'll talk a little bit about who Georgia Bill really was.
Out in Atlanta on Harris Street, that's where the boys and gals do meet, doing that rag, that Georgia rag. Out in the alley, in the street, Every little kid that you meet doing that rag, that old Georgia rag. Spank that Georgia rag, boy. Bullet around like a bee, shake it like a ship on the sea. That wire rag, that crazy rag, better known as the Georgia rag. Came all the way from Paris, France, come in Atlanta to get a chance to do that rag, that Georgia rag. Move it a little bit for me. That Georgia rag. Grab your mama and hold her tight, let's mess around the rest of the night doing that rag, that Georgia rag. Spank that Georgia rag. I dream about the Georgia rag. I'm wild about the Georgia rag. I mean that Georgia rag, Georgia rag. Buzz all right like a bee, shake it like a ship on the sea. That wire rag, that crazy rag, better known as the Georgia rag. Now whoop it. That's what makes you feel good ready then. Grab, throw your head way up high. Grab your daddy and make him cry. Doing that rag, that Georgia rag. Wild about the Georgia rag, you wild about the Georgia rag. I mean that Georgia rag, Georgia rag. Cause your buzz all right like a fiend, shake it like a ship on the sea. That wild rag, that crazy rag, better know the Georgia rag. Oh, move it now. Cause you shake it like a ship on the sea, buzz around like a bee. Now that Georgia rag, that wild rag, better know the Georgia rag. People come from miles around, get in dark town to break them down, doing that rag, that Georgia rag. Out in dark town, night and day, trying to dance them blues away, doing that rag, that Georgia rag. All right now, boy, spank them. That wild rag, that crazy rag, better known as the Georgia rag. Going all the way back to Newport News, singing these doggone Atlanta blues about that rag, that Georgia rag. All right, I play that Georgia rag. Hunt your butt around like a bee, shake it like a ship on the sea. That wire rag, that crazy rag, better known as the Georgia rag.
Yes, you guessed it. It was Blind Willie McTell, who had a variety of pseudonyms when he recorded for different record labels. Presumably he was under contract to somebody else. From 1931, very rare OK record. In fact, up to a few years ago, there was only one known copy, which was owned by a collector in California. Maybe one or two more have turned up since then, but it's extremely uncommon. OK, this next record is a lot better known. This is a couple of really fine jazz men playing the blues. This is an album, Verve MLV 8311 from 1959, and it's Herb Ellis meets Jimmy Giuffre. And this track is called Goose Grease. Thank you. Goose Grease there from Herb Ellis and Jimmy Dufry. Herb Ellis, of course, playing the great guitar solos throughout that piece. Okay, let's have some harmonica now. This is the great Sonny Boy Williamson, and it's one of his Checker releases from 1956, Checker 834, and it's Your Imagination.
Just a black nation. My baby had on her mind. Just what a black nation. My baby had on her mind. She knew I think too much about her for her to be thinking wrong things all the time. I love her so bad. I just can't sleep at night. I love her so bad till I just can't sleep at night. I don't eat my breakfast in the morning as my teeth and tongue begin to fight. I love my baby so hard the lights don't find bright no more. I love her so hard, man, till it lights don't burn bright no more. She done walked off and left me, and I wonder why did my baby go? Yeah. Never went today. Sit up all night last night. Haven't slept a wink today. I'm just wondering to myself why my baby treat me this way.
Recorded in Chicago, 1956. That was Sonny Boy Williamson and Your Imagination. Let's stay in Chicago and listen to Floyd Jones. Now, Floyd Jones was one of the early figures in the Chicago post-war blues. This track's from 1951. It's on Joe 1001B, the B-side. But this was the one that made Floyd Jones' name, and it's the one that most folks remember him by. Sonnyland Slim on piano and his Dark Road. Mother died and left me.
was quite young. Said, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Oh, stop the train, conductor. Conductor, let me ride, let the fool boy ride. So you have to buy your ticket. How to buy your ticket, son, the train ain't none of mine. Well, I started walking down the lonesome road. Now don't you hear me cry. I started walking down the long, lonesome road. Gonna be early in the morning. Boy, you see me good.
Echoes there of pre-war Kokomo Arnold. That was Floyd Jones and Dark Road. Well, time's getting on. We must move on to the gospel spot. And we're staying in Chicago. This is on Halo 1-6. And it's from 1965. And it's the only release of one Reverend Willie Lofton. And it's Look to Jesus.
Brought me up, oh, to heaven.
There they go, Reverend Lofton and the Holy Travellers, and Looked at Jesus. You're listening to the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall. We're on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, and on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org. All the Keynote Club programs are podcasts up there on the net, and you can download them anytime you like. And while you're doing that, I must disappear for a moment while you listen to these important messages.
Every 10 seconds, a woman in Liberty City experiences the unwanted advances of a man. By the time this commercial is over, 6 women will have been sexually harassed or groped. 3 of those will have gone all the way. Sometimes we're asking for it, playing hard to get, while secretly we're wet for you. But other times, you repulse us. Women may be the weaker sex, but now you can even the score with a gun.
Thursday night is Ladies Night at the Liberty City Gun Club. Come down for the Female Safe in the City course and learn the fundamentals of self-defense, including reloading, aiming for the nuts, and how to garrot him in his sleep. Ladies, fire off a few rounds in the indoor lounge while you enjoy free drinks.
Free drinks.
Plus, all self-defense products are on sale, like fake breasts, fake stomachs, and Kevlar tips that deflect bullets. That's right. When he tries to give you a pearl necklace, watch it ricochet and hit him in the eye. And when you come to Thursday Ladies Night at Liberty City Gun Club, show your pair and get a pair of free drinks. The Liberty City Gun Club. Liquor, guns, and fun.
The Bittersweet Personal Email Device. Always on.
I love it. It goes off like every minute. No matter where I am or who I'm with, it vibrates the second I get an email. So I can stop what I'm doing and read an unimportant email from HR or one of the 80 spam messages I get each day. It really helps me stay focused.
If a childhood of watching MeTV and guzzling high fructose corn syrup didn't give you enough attention deficit disorder, all isn't lost. Never have a spare moment with a Bittersweet Personal Email Device. Finally, be really productive. Get drunk and send suggestive emails to a coworker. Motivate colleagues by sending cryptic, furious email rants in the middle of the night. Be everywhere and nowhere with instant email. The Bittersweet. Available soon at Badger Wireless locations.
Fill Up Church, of course, and You Can't Sit Down. Some of you may recognise that. It was issued in Britain on a 45. It's HMV 45 POP 899. Originally on Boyd FR 1026 from Chicago from 1961. Okay, let's move along to the Cajun spot. And this time we're going to play a young band called Filet. I think that's how you pronounce it. And this is Zydeco et Pascal. Young band Filet there, and Zydeco et Pascal. I'm afraid to say I don't know anything about Filet at all, except that they used to hang out at Mulat's restaurant in Bro Bridge in Louisiana. That's about the sum total of it. Okay, let's move on to another record that I know very little about, but it's quite rare. This is a Bandera record, Bandera 2503 from 1959, and features the work of one Dusty Brown. And, well, you know.
Money I make.
Dusty Brown there, and Well You Know.
Not this record! Not this record! Not this record!
This week's challenging record is truly frightening. It's astonishing to think that anybody thought that way, even back in 1951 during the Korean War. And the really frightening thing is that I suspect some people still do think this way. Anyway, see what you think. This is Jackie Dole and his Pickled Peppers, and When They Drop the Atomic Bomb.
There will soon be an end to this cold and wicked war, when those hard-headed communists get what they're looking for. Only one thing that will stop them and their atrocious fun: if General MacArthur drops a atomic bomb. Now over in Korea, our boys have fought and fell, but they died just like heroes mid a minute shot and shell. They had their hands tied behind them and were murdered by the score, by those dirty-minded communists who started this sad war. They'll be fired just in the middle, flying all around, and the radioactivity will burn them to the ground. If there's any commies left, they'll be all on the run if General MacArthur drops a atomic bomb. Boys, oppression will be ended and the job will be well done if General MacArthur drops a atomic bomb. Just leave it to the general, for it really has the nerve to give those no-good communists just what they deserve. There'll be fire, dust, and metal flying all around, and radioactivity will burn their playhouse down. If there's any commies left, they'll be all on the run if General MacArthur drops a atomic bomb.
Jackie Dole and his Pickled Peppers on Mercury 6322 from 1951. They probably married their first cousins as well. Let's stay in Chicago and listen to Roy Wright. He's got it.
To my heart, I've got it, yes, I've got it. Someone gave it to me. Thank you.
love, but things really happen to you. It'll make you feel sad, it'll make you feel glad. Best old feeling you ever had. I've got it, yes, I've got it. Someone gave it to me. I never knew it would be like this. I get so mad when I think of what I miss. Now that I know what it's all about, I'm gonna run and shout, shout, shout. I've got it.
Roy Wright there on the diminutive Drexel label, Chicago label, D916 from 1956. I've got it. Well, I guess that's an answer record is called for there. So this is Chris Kenner and Something You Got. Chris Kenner and Something You've Got, recorded in New Orleans, produced by Alan Toussaint, who played the piano on that track, and it was issued on Instant 3237. That was a hit, and we played quite a lot of hit records today. Let's try and go out with a couple that are less common. This is Atlantic Records, not that rare, but it's not one of his best known hits. This is Joe Turner. Big Joe Turner, and he's got problems with a married woman.
I'm in love with a mad woman.
Joe Turner and Married Woman. You've been listening to the Keynote Club with your host Bob Hall on 93.2 FM and on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org. Gonna leave you with this track by Jimmy Lewis. It's on Accent 105.9, it's from 1958, and it's appropriately Go, Go, Go!